they all say this is, they all have to put it in this politically correct to meet the changing needs of our customers and to move with the speed required in this agile, you know, technological age. You know, we have to make some changes in the organization to deliver what our customers demand.
Now, I can't help but notice that this was done at the first, on the first of the month, right?
Well, it was Friday, so that would have been
But these decisions were made on the first of the month. It was like those people that I would like to find out, though, those people that got laid off, did they wake up Thursday morning and say, rabbit, rabbit, very first thing?
Maybe not.
Clearly, they did not, because they did not have good luck. They were laid off.
So anyway, that's it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We have to make some changes.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2093 of the BFO for Monday the 1st of February 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and we'll have our winner in the January content contest. Hello, 46ers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are 46ers today. Big Fatty, I still don't know what it means. Because, y'all, that's how many entries. That's how many entries we have in the January content contest. Big Fatty, we only had 44 on Friday's little show. That's because we got in a couple of more. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's January content contest month. It's January content contest month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and don't call the BFO line, but do if you want to. But mail something in for Gus Chad's new contest. It's January content contest month. Mail some shit in.
That is correct, and y'all, that of course is Digger. Digger, thank you once again. A final thank you to you for that completely original, never before heard bumper that you used there for the January content contest. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, we had two more entries that came in before the month of January ran out. And y'all, by the way, before I forget, I am going to post a picture. Gonna post a picture later today. Around noon p.m. in the afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty, of all the entries that were received during the Gus Chad content contest. And y'all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read these last two entries, and y'all, then we're going to put the number 46 into the random drawer, and we're going to hit the button. Yes, Big Fatty, you told me I could hit the button. It's true, I did. So y'all, if you didn't win, it's Poodle's fault. Oh, Big Fatty, now I know why you let me do it. It's true. You'll make 45 people pissed off. Yes, Big Fatty, that's my job. Kids that we received, y'all, it's thinking of you. And Big Fatty, look, it's an ass. It is. It's a jackass. It's the Arizona jackass. And y'all, it says, thanking of you, Arizona jackass, released by Minas Burrows, have adapted to life in the wilds in Arizona. In some areas, burrows have overpopulated and now cause a threat to the fragile desert ecosystems. And y'all, it says, hey, McGrady, here's a photo of some jackass. Hi, Poodle. And y'all, that is from Curtis. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Curtis. Curtis, thank you so much for thanking a Big Fatty and Poodle when you saw that jackass. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and our final entry, y'all, comes to us from the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, it's Mr. Tim Kumo from up there in the Washington, D.C. And y'all, we're going to open it up. Big Fatty. this is exciting. Let's just see what we got here. Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, it's vulgar. It's a naked picture. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is of that statue of David. Big Fatty, he's not really very gifted, is he? No, not really. Dear Gussie, y'all, there's a whole letter here. Oh, Big Fatty. And it says, let's just see what it said. Big Fatty, there's more vulgar pictures. It says, Big Fatty, Poodle McNoodle, Squeaky Kitty, and Squeaky Gentleman Caller, care of the Fat Villa. It says, hey, my daughter, happy January. This letter serves as my official entry into the January content contest. I wanted to share the backstory of the Andrew Christian C-ring underpants that I sent you for Crema. Once you've gotten on the Andrew Christian e-letter list, they send you about 15 e-letters a day advertising underpants and sales. When I received one of these e-letters about the C-ring underpants last fall, I showed it to Ron Prada Soho, and he says, who would wear those? And I said, well, Big Fatty probably would at the Horror Hotel. And we both laughed about it. And, y'all, there's a picture. There's a picture of a lovely young man in his twerking underpants on there. And then it says, about a week before Crema, the several emails I received from Andrew Christian that day advertised a sale of up to 75% off selected underpants. Big Fatty, that's why there's not much to them, I guess so. 75% of the cloth is gone. So I logged on and selected the two pair of C-ring underpants to send to you. Now for the coupon report. Big Fatty, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes. Okay. It says the full retail price of those underpants were $27.50 for one and $19.80 for the other. However, they were both on sale for $9.95 each. I used a coupon code and that brought the price down to $4.98 for one and $4.97 for the other. So the total was $47.30 and I saved $37.35. Now that's the kind of coupon report that makes Squeaky Gentleman Caller have an orgasm. Yes, Big Fatty, I hope. Oh, okay, I hope you were able to break them in at your recent stay at the Horror Hotel. You'll have to give us a Gentleman Caller report if they were involved. Evil grin. Yes, Big Fatty. I hope you enjoy this photo of Michelangelo's David that I took when we were in Florence, Italy, last October. While I was typing this letter, I received yet another e-letter from Andrew Christian, and the current coupon code is 30VDAY16 to save 30%, just in case any of your listeners are interested. Hugs and stay warm, Woodhaven. Oh, wait, that's over. Y'all, that's signed Mr. Tim Kumar. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Well, Tim, thank you so much. And y'all, I think it's time to run the random number generator and choose our winner. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, now y'all, I've put in the numbers 1 through 46, and we are going to... Big Fatty, how do you do it? Oh, and now I'm going to say generate, and the winning number is number 39. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've gone to the stack of cans of all the submissions, and y'all are a winner. Our winner of the Gus Chad January Content Contest is R.C. and Jay from out there in the Colorado.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today Today, the 1st of February, y'all, is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's someone that we don't hear from very often, but it is a very, just a very loyal listener over there. Y'all, he's over there in the J-Pan, Mexico. Oh, Big Daddy! Y'all, it is none other. It is none other than that Brian. That Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico. Big Daddy, we love Brian. Big Daddy, wasn't his anniversarium on Sunday? It was. His anniversarium was Sunday, and his celebration of exiting the birth canal is today, the 1st. Yes, Big Daddy. And y'all, we have another. Another very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he doesn't listen. Oh, y'all, that's some soup. Yes, Big Daddy, to the BFO. But y'all, he knows all about the BFO. Y'all, it is none other than the Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl. Y'all, it is Olive. Big Daddy, we love Olive. And y'all, so if you see Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, or your Miss Kitty on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish Brian and Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Daddy, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake in the shape of a rabbit. Big Daddy. Gussie, y'all, it's a good weekend. Y'all, let's see, Thursday, I don't think there was anything exciting that went on after I recorded the Friday show. Y'all, Friday in the coal mine, y'all, it wasn't a bad day. Took Larry Cly out for his celebration of exiting the birth canal lunch on Friday. Day. Y'all, we went to the Swiggin' Swine, had a barbecue, and had a barbecue sandwich, and pickled vegetables, and y'all, they have the good poke rinds with the Tabasco honey sauce and blue cheese, and y'all, it was lovely, and y'all, there was enough left over that Big Fatty brought his remaining part home and had it on Saturday for my lunch on Saturday. And let's see, what else? Big Daddy, we don't know. Y'all then got home. Y'all, the traffic was horrible. It was just horrible. On the way home on Friday. But y'all got here, and y'all, then I went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres, and y'all, it's just progressing nicely around here. Still no building of homes in phase 3 of Fat Acres, but y'all, it's y'all, it's still soup. Yes, Big Daddy. It's looking nice, and you know, they've opened the roads up and the sidewalks, so I can walk around in the new section and all. And for right night, I'm trying to think if I did anything fun and exciting Friday night. Y'all, I don't think I did. If I did, I don't remember what it was. Big Daddy, I think you went to bed early, about 7 o'clock. No, it probably wasn't that early. But y'all, then Saturday got up and I had my coffee. And y'all, I had, you know, I last week or the week before, I had bought me a can of that cone beef hash. And y'all, I fixed some of that. But y'all, I gotta tell you, my one of my frying pans, y'all, it's lost its non-stickness, Betty. So y'all, the good crispy part of the corned beef hash stuck to the pan, Betty, the non-stickness. So y'all, I had a coupon from the Kohl's, and y'all, I went online, and y'all, I had a gift card from Grandma, and y'all, I went on and I ordered me a couple of new frying pans. Big Freddy, the excitement is killing us. And what else did I get? Oh, Big Freddy, I got me a clock. I need a clock to go in the kitchen and living area here at the villa. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, this one was, you know, it's one of those atomic clocks. Big Betty, is that like an atomic colonic? No. Atomic colonic? No. But anyway, so I got that. And there was something else I got. Y'all, I ordered me an electric knife. Big Betty, it is just hard to cut the food with a regular knife. No, this is for like when I make my little ham biscuits and all. You know, it's just easier to carve. It's easier to carve with the electric knife. And so I ordered that, and y'all, I got free shipping, and I had a 20% coupon. And y'all, then there was a coupon for $10 off if you spent $50 in the home store. And y'all, then I had some Kohl's cash and then I had a gift card, so y'all, all of that cost me $23. Betty! So I felt pretty good about that, and it's supposed to arrive sometime between this Thursday the 4th and the following Tuesday the 9th. So we'll see if it actually gets it. Yes, Big Betty! Y'all, plus I didn't own anything. I earned some more Kohl's cash. And y'all, then on Saturday evening, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show. You know, Gavin does that little show. And y'all, a very, very special guest was on there this week. Big Fatty had kind of urged this person to come on. And y'all, if you hadn't listened to the Stick It With a Poke, you might want to go over there and give it a listen. Y'all, there was me, and there was Gavin, and Jim, and Jay the Haunt Cub, and old Stink Pot, Toppy Smelly, and Turnip Head. And y'all, the special guest, y'all, direct from the Bulgaria, Mexico, y'all, it was that Hat M. Big Betty, we love Hat M. And Squeaky Gentleman Callers all excited because Hat M and he kind of look alike. And y'all, it was just a lovely show. It was just good to see and hear Hat M and all that kind of stuff. I was off to the Connections. Big Betty, and we've got big news about the Connections. It's true, but y'all, I think I'm running out of time. So I'm going to have to tell you about the big news about the Connections on tomorrow's little show. Oh, dear Jessie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, y'all. New month, so y'all make the best of it. I hope you said rabbit, rabbit when you woke up. Big Betty, y'all, by the way, you know, I was talking about that Carmel Rosen absconding with that anniversarium card, and y'all, then the very next day, the Walmart closed 400 stores across the nation. Y'all, I coincidence? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's Little show, y'all. You heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And, Adam, what do you think about the big news about the connections?
We have to make some changes.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost like he was there to know about them.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.